All right, time to give away tickets to the game tonight. It's called Were You Listening? It's our famous game. We've played it. I don't know.
Yeah.
695-1620, 695-1620 to play Were You Listening?
Is that all they need to say is, yeah, I was listening?
No, I'm going to have a question for them about something we've talked about.
These are for tickets to the Kansas game.
This is the University of Kansas Jayhawk basketball, men's basketball team will be here.
Yeah, they can play a little thump-thump, you know.
Well, they can, Oh. So if you want to actually fess up that you were listening, possibly, or you may just know the answer. It's not like we gave you information that you couldn't find anyplace else. Mm-hmm. But you call in at 695-1620. 695-1620.
These tickets are worth $29 each.
No, they're not. They're worth, $29 each. So that's like almost,
that's almost $58. Yeah.
That, and you get to see Chase Murphy, the back of his head. I mean, so.
That's right. Or the front if you're sitting,
I don't know where the tickets are.
It's section 204.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Row F, seat 1 and 2.
Well, see.
So you're probably on the aisle even.
Could well be.
Yeah.
That's
so these are, prime go to the bathroom seats here, by golly. Yeah.
All right. 695-1620 for Were You Listening? Apparently nobody was. So.
Oh, good. That's well, we've established that.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Can we go home?
Yeah.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on CNN last night.
Uh-huh.
Chris Christie is always good for a quote. He's sitting there talking to Piers Morgan, okay? They're talking about a lot of stuff. I mean, honest to goodness, is there...
Okay. Is there a phone problem?
No, there's not. No,
folks,
there's nobody listening.
Folks, this is Kansas. This is Kansas. This is in Alcorn State.
So I'm guessing if we were giving away football tickets to, Sisters of the Poor, they'd be lined up outside the window.
That's right. No, the listener had to go to his neighbor's house, knock on the door and say, can I borrow your phone? Hi there. How are you?
Good. I wasn't listening earlier, but I am now.
Yeah, see, I probably ought to just give it to you because you're the only person listening. Yeah. All right. Tell me what's your first name.
Matt.
All right, Matt, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you about something, and then you give me the answer, okay? I mean, it's kind of a multiple choice thing, okay? And we talked about this, I think, earlier in the week, and maybe it was last week. Oh, good. Now the other two people have gotten to their phones. So the pressure's on, Matt. If you don't get it, there's going to be some other chump down there who's going to get these things. All right. So here we go. All right. Interesting news from the world of snack foods last week. Big candy company Mars made a sweeping change with the announcement that they would what? Move their headquarters to Canada, reduce the size of Snickers bars, or introduce transparent M&Ms. What's the answer?
I like the Canada one, but I'm going to go with the Snickers bar.
The Snickers bar being smaller. You're exactly
right.
Way to go, man.
Hooray.
Can't go wrong with Snickers, of course.
That's right. What's your last name?
Winkler.
Matt Winkler. What do you do, Matt?
I work for United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Okay, now...
Over the Duralast roof.
That's right.
That's right.
And a weather sponsor here, as a matter of fact.
The world's best roof.
There you
that's
go.
Right.
Yeah. So now...
That's fitting right in here.
So now, are you like a Snickers guy? I mean, you do like Snickers regularly. Is that one of your candy bars of choice?
I don't do candy bars regularly, but if I get one, it's a Snickers.
There you go. Well, you don't have to endorse them, but thanks anyway, Matt. All right, so are the tickets here or are the tickets?
The tickets are in my hand.
Ah, okay. Well, you have to come in, punch Tom in the nose, take the tickets away from
ouch.
Him.
Ouch. Probably start with asking.
We'll have it at Will Call this morning after 9, okay?
No, Will Call?
We'll have them right here.
No, Matt.
Yeah.
Just forget everything, Scott. We have them here at our office at the Crystal Park Plaza.
Fifth floor.
I know where that is.
We're open till 5:30.
Okay.
But in case she leaves at 5:29, you might want to get here earlier than that. Okay.
I'll talk to my boss about getting over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I recognize the last name. I think he's probably related to the boss. All right. So anyhow. So yeah, because we talked about this again earlier this week that Snickers, in fact, is going to reduce the size of their bars because these ginormous bars are making people fat. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Uh-huh.
Really?
But as Tom said, all you have to do is buy two.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's not right. Like you can't circumvent what they're trying to do.
Well, I'm sure it has nothing to do with making people
fat.
It has everything to do with the fact that they can charge the same amount for a smaller bar.
Now, you see, that wasn't a very nice thing to point out. The very fact that they're going to reduce the size of the candy bar and not lower the price would seem to indicate that.
Boy, you're out of their marketing committee.
Yeah, wow. they're not happy about you bringing that
I won't
up.
I won't be named the marketing head at M&M Mars anytime soon.
Okay, now, we have people who provide us with information, and that's what, because we don't come up with this stuff by ourselves.
Yeah, we're not smart at all.
718, by the
way. Well.
Yeah. There is a very famous painting
uh-huh. Yeah.
by Edvard Munch called
The Scream.
The Scream.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
It is a world famous painting.
Right.
But these people said, okay, because what's going to happen is they're going to auction this off at Sotheby's. And, I mean, that's going to bring, they're thinking maybe
$11 billion.
$80 million anyway. Okay. So it's called The Scream. And to make sure, just to show you that they have radio stations who are the lowest common denominator.
Oh, no.
To try to describe this Edvard Munch classic painting, they said, remember Macaulay Culkin's look on Home Alone?
Wow.
And, you know, I guess that's probably right. But anyway, if you've never
isn't that an indication of where we are, though?
Yeah. Actually, but I went and kind of looked it up a little bit to find out about The Scream, and there was actually more than one that he drew. This is supposed to be the most vibrant one with the most colors. The original one was drawn with a blue crayon on a piece of cardboard.
Really?
Was it drawn by a six-year-old?
No, it was only about 4 years before. But yeah, he drew it three times. And but what do you work on? Crayon on cardboard?
Okay. Hey, you don't expect to go through MoMA in New York and have that. And this is the original draft of The Scream. It's a blue crayon on cardboard.
What? Yeah. Anyway, the others are on display. One of them is in the Munch Museum, and the other is the National Gallery of Norway. And then this one, which will be for sale. So there you are. Hello.
Yeah, the Scream was quite the popular one. The crayon one was called the Smirk, and I think the other one was called the Awkward Glance.
Okay. I like him. I like him.
The Awkward Glance.
Yeah. And he delivered it better than I'm talking
no
today.
Kidding.
So that was very good.
Well, you know, it degenerated into the eighth grade dance. I mean, if you're talking the Awkward Glance and from there the Scream, but...
All right, Sugarland, you know who they are, right?
Yeah, Sugarland.
Okay. Huh? Country band.
I've seen them, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, and they had a terrible thing happen.
Right,
in Indiana
State Fair.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, uh-huh.
The country band is now saying that the fans who were killed and injured on the stage, it was their fault because they didn't move fast enough. That's what the lawyers are saying. So the lawyers for Sugarland have said
They're in full bore protection mode.
Yes, the fans didn't get out of the way fast enough and were not thinking about their own safety.
So. Is somebody trying to say it was Sugarland's fault?
Well,
that's where the money is.
It's the money. It's the money trail. You know, that old money trail thing. You go find the money trail and those are the people.
Because who's going to have more money, Sugarland's okay. record label or the whatever nonprofit organization okay. that puts on the Indiana State
yeah.
Fair?
Yeah, well, you're right. You know, I did read about this. I think, yeah, they're the... Some fans are trying to say that Sugarland was asked to postpone the concert because of the weather, and they opted not to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
7:21. Coming up in the next half hour, the 25 words and phrases that scientists agree every toddler should know before the age of three.
All right. Let's see. Today's the 22nd.
We're going to score you.
I have 10 days. Wow.
Okay. We're basically going to score you as a parent.
All right.
So, yes, that's exactly right.
So the next half hour will be time to judge Chase.
Yeah, but not just you.
I'll be the guinea pig, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the only one that falls into that demo that's on this radio show right now.
We're going to do yep, nope on whether or not Jack knows these words?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. And see, the other thing is then you'll have to go home and write them down. I would recommend the aforementioned blue crayon on cardboard and make sure that Jack knows these within the next 10 days.
Grab him by his shoulder, shake him.
Whatever it takes.
With
whole
food and water.
We've got to make sure that he is up to the mark, that he is able to be average and maybe above. Maybe you could come in and give us.
I have the highest aspirations of average for my children.
That's right.
Yeah. Who could ask for more?
That's right.
Yeah. Honey, I'm so proud of you.
Lord, give me health and perfectly average children.
We hope to attain average.
Honey,
high school
you're
in
so average.
High school in Cincinnati plans to start paying students to show up for class.
Oh, now I'm auguring.
Now you're auguring.
Doan Community High School will give seniors $25 a week.
Oh, my God.
And juniors $10 a week. All they have to do is show up, behave, and do their work. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I got to do the work and behave?
Yeah, smacks of effort.
Yeah. Chief Administrative Officer Kenneth Fuhrer says, we tell our kids they should treat school like it's their job. Yeah. And what kind of a glance do you get then? Yeah, you get a yawn.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of pull up their pants.
I'm going to go out on an insensitive limb here and say that this might not be such a bad program. Because if you're having to bribe these seniors to come to school, to A, come to school, B, behave, and then C, do their work, chances are by the time they get out, they'll be doing well to have a job that pays them slightly more than $25 a week in the first place.